Now is time for the
two, count 'em, two.
Two up on the upswing.
So have you seen the new Green and Gold movie? I needed to see, all right, what is the amount of green that the Green and Gold movie has made? Now that Super Bowl's over, I can kind of go back to caring about the team that I really care about, and that's the Packers. I also really care about movies that have been made with a local angle. You go to WTMJ.com right now and you search for Green and Gold. You'll find a lot of great background on the movie by the same name that's been in theaters now for a couple weeks. It's a drama that follows a struggling family farmer who wages everything on a high-stakes Super Bowl bet, while his granddaughter's musical ambitions are offering a potential new beginning for the family. So I wanted to know, what's this movie made at the box office? The Green and Gold was released on January 31st. It's garnered approximately $1,039,838 at the domestic box office as of February 10th. The film opened with earnings of $720,000 and experienced a big decline in that second week, almost 82% in its second weekend opening, with only $130,000. But despite its modest box office numbers, the film has been really well received by audiences. Looked at Rotten Tomatoes, that aggregate movie site this morning, 99% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. Critics, as they usually are, giving it a little lower. Critics are talking about 65% fresh tomato score for the movie. But in Wisconsin, particularly, obviously, among Packers fans, the movie's doing really well. Greg Marcus, president and CEO at the Marcus Corporation, told Wisconsin's Midday News that if people are there, I promise you we're going to keep showing it. The movie is still playing at Marcus Theaters, so you can check out their site for showtimes right now. You want to check out another site? Get to downtown Milwaukee. When was the last time you were at City Hall? Right now, there are quilts at City Hall that feature a former Milwaukee mayor's wife. To commemorate Black History Month, there are quilt banners by local master quilter Ethel White and Diane Pratt that are now on display at the Rotunda at the Milwaukee City Hall through the end of February. Rotunda and City Hall are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Ethel White's collection has been featured inside City Hall for Black History Month for the last several years, features more than 200 quilts that depict African and African-American history and culture. But this year's collection adds a partnership with Diane Pratt, Alderwoman Andrea Pratt's mom. Also, Diane, who has lived in Milwaukee since age 3 as the former First Lady of Milwaukee and the wife of former Alderman, Common Council President, and Milwaukee Mayor Marvin Pratt. She's served for decades as a librarian at the Milwaukee Public Library and Milwaukee Public Schools. All these quilts on display right now at Milwaukee City Hall in the Rotunda, open daily until 4:45.